We'll give those Lilliputians a surprise. Oh, we'll be celebrating tonight.
Aye, aye, sir. Eh? What? Captain! Captain! Quick, look!
What?
Look!
What's that, boy? What's the problem? Seen a ghost?
Not a ghost, a giant. He's huge. He's coming this way. Walking through the waves.
Holy smoke! He's the size of a mountain. Abandoned ship! Abandoned ship!
Yes, I, Gulliver, was crossing the stretch of water between Lilliput and the island of Blefuscu. Half swimming, half wading, carrying ropes and iron hooks. I had a plan to save Lilliput from invasion by the islanders of Blefuscu. It was dangerous, but I had made a promise to the king in return for my freedom. Skyresh, the chief admiral, and my enemy, brought me the news.
The king has agreed to set you free.
Yippee! Thank you, Skyresh. That's fantastic news.
Against my advice, mind you. And there is a price.
What is that?
I have the contract written here. Conditions to be promised by the Man Mountain in return for his freedom. Ahem. 1. He shall not leave Lilliput without permission. 2. When a messenger has to travel a long way, they may pass. Finally, he shall help us in our war against Blefuscu.
Blefuscu. The kingdom of Blefuscu lies to the northeast of ours. Its inhabitants are our deadly enemies. At this very moment, their navy is preparing to invade us.
What are you fighting over? Land? Religion?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Yes. Here on Lilliput, we believe that eggs should be cracked at the small end. This is because our king's grandfather cut his finger when breaking an egg at the big end. But over in Blefuscu, they crack their eggs at the big end. It is an outrage and an insult. Those so-called big Indians across the sea are our enemies now.
I understand.
This seemed the strangest of reasons to go to war. And yet, in my own country, there had been stranger causes of wars.
Before we unlock your chain, you must promise to obey these rules.
I had no choice.
I, Lemuel Gulliver, do solemnly swear to defend the state of Lilliput and do all I can to destroy the Blefuscu navy.
One more thing. If you break any of the conditions in the contract, the consequences will be serious. We'll be watching you.
And so at last, I was free from my chains and could walk about the island as I wished. I went to the coast to see how I could escape from Lilliput, but all I could see were miles and miles of ocean. But in the distance, there was one small rocky island, Blefuscu. They were getting ready to attack Lilliput. It was time to honour my promise to defend the island. A bold plan appeared in my mind. Flimnap, I need some of your strongest rope and your heaviest iron bars.
That is a strange request.
You will see. Trust me, I have a plan. I can save Lilliput.
Very well. I trust you, Gulliver.
You're a good woman and a true friend, Flimnap.
I twisted three ropes together into one, so it was like a thick cord. I bent the iron bars into hooks and fixed them on the ends of the cords. With these, I strode into the sea. I swam for half an hour, and then, when the Blefuscu harbour came into view, I waded with the ropes behind me. When the Blefuscu sailors saw me, they were so frightened, they leapt from the ships and swam to shore. There were about 30,000 of them. I fixed one of my iron hooks to each empty ship. When the people on the shore realized what I was doing, they fired arrows at me. But I remembered my glasses and put them on to protect my eyes. I then pulled the ships away. Crowds were waiting for me at Lilliput Harbour as I brought the entire Blefuscu fleet with me there. They called me a hero. The king was delighted and wanted me to help him attack Blefuscu. But I told him that I had promised to defend Lilliput, not to invade Blefuscu and make its people slaves. I persuaded him that it was better to live in peace. Soon afterwards, something happened that was to change my life in Lilliput completely. It started in the middle of the night.